left the ocean, a piranha's daughter.
Everyone, this is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am now joined by Anna Reidester. Anna, would you like to take it away?
I would love to.
All right.
The song is called Sleeping Giant, and I just released it, finally.
Scrape a mole off your skin. It's calling back again like me. It's going outside and in. I'm rocking in your chair. You're picking at your hair. The eagle soared through the air. You sat with me while I was crying, and didn't want to talk about it. Love is strange and quiet, and I don't know too much about it. You saved me from a crocodile, and I haven't seen him in a while. Your love is deep and quiet. At the bottom of my sea lies a sleeping giant. You smile in a storm, it brings me back to shore. You build a fire to keep me warm. No matter where I go, the current pulls to you. I steal your clothes and walk in your shoes. You sat with me while I was crying, and I didn't want to talk about it. Love is strange and quiet, and I don't know too much about it. You saved me from a crocodile, and I haven't seen him in a while. Your love is deep and quiet. At the bottom of my sea lies a sleeping giant. Thank you.
That sounded great. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Okay. I'm getting distracted looking around in here. There's a lot of
There is a lot to take in. Yeah. Oh, I have to get you a Sharpie when you're done so you can add graffiti somewhere.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So you are where are you from originally?
I'm from Winthrop, Massachusetts. Yes.
Local through so and through.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you are also in the Croaks.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been playing solo? How long have you been playing with the Croaks? Are you in any other projects?
No. I started playing by myself in my room in high school. And then I started a band in high school. And then that fell apart. And then I went to Mass Art and I met Haley of the Croaks. And we had a different name and we were like kind of like lightly playing around. But we didn't really start like actively gigging until 2021. Yeah, I couldn't handle another musical project. I don't think I would keel over. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're also releasing some solo stuff under the name Namarca, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where does that name come from? What's it mean?
It's from a Shin song.
Oh.
Yeah, from Wincing the Night Away, the album.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Very cool. Nice reference there. Want to go into another song?
Sure.
Cool.
I'm going to tune really quick because I want it to sound good.
Absolutely. Are you the type of person who likes to think while you tune?
Think while I tune?
Yeah, because I can ask you some more questions.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I could multitask,
cool.
Sure.
I'll even turn off your guitar mic.
Wow, perfect.
Yeah. What is your dream musical collaboration?
Ooh. oh.
Starting with the tough ones.
I would say, oh man, it's gotta be Fall Out Boy.
Solid. Solid.
I don't even know what that would sound like, but I think it would be awesome.
Yeah.
I just love them. That would be for me. And then for the Croaks, it would be like, I don't even know. Maybe, is Focus still alive? You know them?
The, yeah,
like, Prague guys.
Yep, what's his name? Jan Ackerman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he still alive? Let's see. Jan Ackerman.
I hope so.
Yeah, he is 77 and he
Hit
is
my
still
line,
alive.
King. Okay. Great.
Yeah. No, Focus is fantastic, and that's where your album name from the Croaks came from, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crocus
yes.
Pocus.
Yes. We owe them everything.
Oh, they're so good. Yeah, their album In and Out of Focus was one of the first that I played a lot on my turntable.
No way. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. I think that whenever the Croaks come back, I'm going to do a mostly vinyl, mostly Canterbury Scene in Prague set, and I'm super psyched for it.
Yay.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense because you asked us to play, so you probably like...
Oh,
that kind of
it.
Stuff, yeah.
When I first heard you guys play, I was so excited because I was like, I love this. This is my favorite genre. It was
awesome.
It's so niche, and I was like, this isn't just Prague. This is specifically Canterbury Scene.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I was just like really excited because I guess this is the other Canterbury. So it makes sense. We can make it right because that's where the Cantab got its name, Cambridge.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. Other Cambridge is, yeah. Yep.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, the other Cambridge has really fallen behind on their music scene.
Mm-hmm,
so it's
mm-hmm.
time for a new Canterbury
We're taking
scene.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What have you got coming up next?
The song is called Little Yellow Pill, and I'll be releasing it as a single very soon. Thank you.
I'm falling all the time. I can't get it together. Cannot sleep at night. Oh, my heart is gnawing through my chest. I'm feeling pretty low.
Sounded great.
Thank you.
What's your songwriting process like? Is there anywhere where you like to go physically or mentally when you're looking for inspiration?
I always end up writing when I'm like on vacation. So I'm kind of just like never relaxing. But it just, I don't know, it just like, I think being in a new place and also like not having a lot to do, just naturally I'm kind of like in output mode, and like, especially if it's somewhere, more rural, that especially is good for my writing brain. Cause otherwise I just like, kind of am like too monkey brained to sit down and write quietly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So mostly that. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Solid.
So like twice a year when I go on vacation, I'll write one song.
Well, hey, you know, it's better than none.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any party tricks?
No.
Hey, that's
fair. I don't think I do.
I don't know if I do either.
My trick is leaving and nobody notices.
You know, if you're good at it, that is a pretty impressive trick sometimes.
It is. I love that one. And what else? Yeah, I don't have any like cool skills or anything. Like I can't snap even.
You can play guitar pretty well and you can sing.
You know? I guess that's true. I never think of it as a trick though.
That's true. No, it's but it is a skill.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
But who needs party skills? Yeah, sweet. So you just went on vacation, right? How was that? Did you write any songs this time around?
I didn't, no, actually. I was just doing stuff every day, but it was good in a way, creatively, because I was in London and I was like, oh yeah, people really like folk rock over there. Like, I feel like they get it a little bit more. So
absolutely.
That was kind of validating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Well, you know, you never know. Maybe looking back and going mentally on vacation back there, you'll be inspired.
Yeah. So true.
Couldn't happen. All right. What have you got coming up next?
I'm going to play a croak song. Speaking of Europe, play a little Irish-inspired tune.
Very cool.
Upon Cuddy Hunk Isle, not a single automobile in sight. I'll repose in the quiet. Oh, how my weary heart delights. Upon Cuddy Hunk Isle, I'll avowed my days as a wanton maid. I'll catch a fisherman's eye, and at sunrise I'll disappear with the tide. Snug in my cave, there's no comfort I crave, except the moaning of the waves. Unbeliever, be warned, hell itself's not so warm. On your neck, feel the breath of the storm. Upon Cuddy Hunk Isle, the sea barks rabid at my front door. It spits onto the floor as I snore through the end of the world. There's no comfort I crave, except the moaning of the waves. Unbeliever, be warned, hell itself's not so warm. On your neck, feel the breath of the storm. Wanna see what the gulls see? Wanna breathe what the fish breathe? One day I will be queen, and I'll never leave.
Yeah, if you want to go for another, go for it.
Yeah, I'll go right in. This is a song called Odor.
See how the stream bursts with trout. I hid with the catfish and with the mollusk, too scared to come out. See how the clouds touch mountain sides. I hid up in the trees for a long time, too proud to come down. There was a sorry creature, crab-biting in a shell, scuttling through the darkness where the villains dwell. Shelters the grubs. Could be snug with the worms, so cozy and warm, but I don't have to hide no more. I was a wounded creature, flesh hanging off the bone. It was a grisly winter, my heart turned to stone.
Okay, this song is called Cat, and it is out under my solo project name, Nemarca, N-E-M-A-R-C-A.
Cat in the park, where This is Mama, cold in the wind. He dreams of summer. Daddy, no. Daddy, don't go. Daddy, no. Daddy, don't go.
That sounded great. So there's a bunch of different sounds coming through in your music. Are there any particular bands that you see as strong influences for your sound?
I think probably. I don't know. I think I'm very like melody driven, and lyrics are important to me, and I think like the Shins do that, and I know I don't really write emo music exactly, but I think Fall Out Boy does that as well, and then I don't know, yeah, like Alex G and Big Thief definitely are, big influences for me.
For sure. For sure. And I didn't remember to ask earlier in the interview, but where can people find you on social media and beyond?
I exist on Instagram too much, but it's at Fabled Hag. You can also just search Nemarca, NEMARCA. Same with Spotify and Bandcamp and Apple Music and all that.
Fantastic. And do you have any gigs or anything like that coming up or announcements?
Yeah, I'll be playing at Club Passim for their campfire festival at the end of this month. I don't remember the day, and I should. It's on Monday. It's like, I think, the last Monday of the month. I'll be posting about it, but that's going to happen. And I'll be playing with at least one other person. I think I'll have upright bass, so that'll be really fun and good. And that's about it as far as this project goes. Yeah, that's what I'm gearing up towards.
Cool. Yeah. Sounds great. Club Passim, end of the month.
I think I'm going to play another Croak song.
Excellent.
This one, written by Haley Wood, Rainbow Trout.
Trout. truth, but at what cost? I'll never be your teenage dream, although it might have seemed you liked me more as a girl of 14.
That sounded fantastic. Ugh. I had the pleasure of seeing you guys play that live. Was that last week? Friday?
Yeah. We didn't play that one on Friday.
Oh, no?
But we did play.
Oh, yes, you did.
We did play at the Lily Pad.
Yeah.
Because we have new songs, so we're trying to, like, we're kind of trying to, like, hone in on a vibe. Because as of right now, like, every song we've released is a different genre. So,
yeah.
Not that that's a bad thing, but,
but at the same time, it is very cohesive. You know? Even though each one has its differences, it all goes together pretty well.
Yeah. I think that's true. I think it's from the same brains, so... I think that counts for something.
Definitely helps. Yeah. Yeah. No, I was there with a couple of friends, or bumped into a couple of friends there who I didn't expect to see. And, one of the songs you guys played, I leaned over to my friend and was like, oh, this is a new one. This is a new one. And that was pretty exciting. Yeah.
Was it the, I'm trying to think of what it might have been.
I don't know, because I don't think that you guys played it when I saw you at the Rockwell either. Or I might have just not remembered it.
Huh.
Yeah. But cool. The Turtles one is not out, but that one's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Turtle one. We played the Turtle one. Well, all of our songs are about creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So we played one about a hog on Friday, which is pretty new.
That might have been the one that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, it's about about class struggle. So perfectly fitting for today.
Indeed, indeed. Yep. What a world we live in. Hogs. Interesting. Lots of words rhyme with hog. I don't know if you said hog anywhere in the song.
We don't. Yeah. We don't, but that's true. the song is based off of a real hog, a TikTok hog, who, like, was a normal, like, well, I shouldn't say normal, it just it's a teacup pig, so it was, like, bought cute and small, and then it grew into, like, a monster. Classic scenario. And it's just, like, so aggressive and like lives in these people's home. and like thinks that the world is his.
Mm.
So we're fascinated by him. Yeah, he's so wretched. I like have never, I've like been vegetarian for like 15 years or something, and I like never understood why people ate animals until I saw that hog. Ugh. I love him, but I'm also like, God, what a God.
Yeah. You know, hopefully it's happy, I guess.
I think he has a good life. I think he's spoiled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
But does being spoiled really make one happy?
Hmm. Yeah. Mm. It's maybe like fake happiness.
Yeah. Outside of music, what kinds of things do you like to do for fun?
That's a good question. I like to go for bike rides. I like to do yoga. I like to...
Here, I'll ask you an even easier one. If you could be any kind of tree, what kind of tree would you be? This isn't necessarily easier.
Birch. Ooh, best tree.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm really allergic to them.
Oh, but that's tough.
They're beautiful.
They are. There's a nice bunch of birch trees up on the roof right over there.
On a
there's
roof?
A little, yeah, there's a little wow. rooftop garden over on
okay,
the Tish
Tufts.
Roof. Yeah.
Go off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play another solo song. This one is sort of about living in Boston and also about realizing that love isn't enough sometimes, which is like a sad truth to swallow. But here it is.
But it never comes. City like a promise, evermore change for a while that I have none. Yet I have none. Somehow I still want you to be mine. Somehow I still want you to be mine. Crawl across the table, crawl across the floor, through the door to the street. You're an angel with a number 1 1 1 2 2 2 3 3 3 4 4 4 5 5 5 6 6 6. Stranger, I hunger for you more than any other. Thought I had to be alone to be free. So deep, but as the river would just drown, love still haunted by the sound. For an answer from a horse or a god, there's no reply. I dream of a garden frost cannot harden that never dies. Howling in the cold grief like a hound. Hold such a sound. Oh, time will make us fall. I'll be a child you've never met. Child you never met. A woman you never met.
We go right into another one. This one is called Tied Into Untangle.
Think that was gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know how you're like, I know this song like the back of my hand, and then you start playing it and you're like, oh my god, none of it has retained. So normally it sounds a little different, but I hope that it sounded like a complete song.
It did. Okay, and that's great. The beauty of playing live, you know, it's so always true. Different, it's always new,
and you're not supposed to tell people that.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that is... Yeah. But, you know, you just got to roll with the punches, and it sounded great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is that one that is in the works as a release?
Yeah. I have a backlog, so the first handful are coming out as an album pretty soon. That's all recorded, and then the last two are going to be, like, I think a double single after the album, so...
Fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that we might have time for a quick two or one long one. your choice.
Okay. In honor of the holiday, I'm going to go in on the Hog Song.
Cool.
Yes, previously mentioned.
Lords and their opulent halls, prisoners of their own walls, inescapable powers, subjugate and devour them first while you starve. One day I will leave this place, you'll see how gay I can be.
Thank you very much. That was fantastic.
Thank you. And I lied to you. I did say hog in that song. I didn't even realize.
I don't think you rhymed anything with it, though.
No.
Good. Yeah. So yeah. It's overdone. Overplayed.
Yeah.
Speaking of words, do you have any favorite words?
Oh.
That you can say on air.
I actually wrote down a good, if I could pull up my notes really quick.
Absolutely.
I wrote down a great one the other day. I actually think they're not real words, but...
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Nonsense words are some of the best words I've ever heard.
Watch me not even be able to find it.
While you're looking for that, are there any songs either of your own from your solo selection or Croak songs that are your favorites to play?
I found the word and I didn't even register your question.
It's okay. What's the word?
The word is awesome, but spelled like possum, but no P.
Ooh.
It's not real, but I think it could be good if it was.
Yeah.
For the English language, yeah. I also have written coffer. Is that a real word?
Coffer,
like not
yeah.
like not like
no
like
no yeah
hacking and coughing, but like
a coffer's like a
coffer,
a thing that like coins in a coffer.
Coffer. Yeah.
That's I feel like that those goes with the good vibe of the Croaks, the yeah word coffer.
Coffer. I think
yeah
so too.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
I when you said awesome as in possum, it reminded me of a band name I came up with the other day, which isn't going to go anywhere, so I'm just going to put it out into the world, which is All in Color, but when you say it quickly, it's Helen Keller, and it's a noise band.
All in Color?
Yeah.
All in Color?
Helen Keller.
But it's, okay.
It's written All in Color, yeah. If you say it with it, like, All in Color.
All in color.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it's a stretch.
Sure.
It's a stretch, but yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
That's good. Did Helen Keller like music?
I have no clue. That's a great question.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that she had a concept of it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
beyond that, I'm not really sure.
I mean, I like to play acoustic guitar because I like to feel the vibrations. Like, it's very comforting to me. Whereas, electric is just like, kind of just fatigues my ears immediately.
Not only did Helen Keller like music, she played piano.
Never mind.
She did not play piano. Wait. But she did enjoy music, and she sensed the vibrations through her hands.
She wished she could play piano.
Mm.
Well, it didn't stop some people. But you can't do it all. You can't do it all. She only had one life.
That's true. That is very true. Let's see. Do you have any final words of wisdom before we hand things over to On the Town?
Words of wisdom. Well, I think that music, especially, and art, is... I think it's just a beautiful thing that humans do, and I'm scared of AI, and I think like making art and music is resilience, and I think that also the tough students who are protesting the university's ties with Israel are beautiful. They're singing and dancing, they're making art, they're screening films, they're showing us how we can inhabit a new world and go off. That's not really words of wisdom, but more of like a little applause. And also thank you for having me. Oh. It was very fun. I've never done this before.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in. You sounded fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I will be getting you a recording of this that you can do whatever the heck you want with.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah. To wrap things up, you see that little thing right there? You want to do the, this is
a radio station. Oh, like
oh,
no, this
yeah,
is
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
This
yeah
is Anna Rydister, of the Croaks and of Namarca, and you're listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio
! Multiple exclamation points, why not?
Yeah.
I think there's only one on there, but
the other ones are in white ink.
Yes, they are invisible to all but the few who know. Yes. On that, let's hear a song by Focus, and I'll be back with a PSA before the top of the hour. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Focus yourself on the love. You are mankind.
every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross responds to a home fire or other emergency. We're there to help provide help and hope. We can't do it without you. Your donation provides food, shelter, and comfort to families affected by disaster. Please donate today at redcross.org. Thank you so much for listening to Highly Recommended with me, Mellow Max. I'll be back next week, 7 to 9 p.m. here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Another big thank you to Anna for coming in and playing that beautiful set. Stick around for On the Town with Mikey D, Tufts' home for local music, and playing at 10:30, Foxy Grandpa. Behind me right now is Focus with Focus Vocal.
I think we got it now.